Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky State Parks will continue the Refreshing the Finest campaign thanks to $20 million in funding included in the 2018-19 state budget. Parks Commissioner Donnie Holland says this round of funding will build on the first $18 million. He adds he did get a little worried when it came to the end of the budgeting process this year.
We kept our $20 million to work on maintenance projects around the park. And the big issue right now will be infrastructure, roofs, wastewater treatment plants, things that are not quite as visible to the public probably, but things that are just costing us a fortune to maintain.
Holland says State Park will feel the effects of the state budget cuts, though.
The way it landed, it's a little bit tougher situation on the operating side. There are lots of costs that are increasing on us, some insurance. We take a pretty heavy hit. We have nothing to do with the pension side of the business for the state, but we all agencies have to absorb significant pension accruals to help make up for the difference.
He says the funding will certainly go a long way toward addressing some major needs.
Came out very, very, very good. We're very happy with that number. That hole is about $200 million deep, though. So as far as the entire park system goes, certainly helps. It's much, much, much better than zero.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Holland notes the Parks Department already feeling the effects of the first round of improvements.
So we see a really marked improvement in our customer satisfaction scores. We did put new TVs. Practically every room in the state has new TVs, new triple sheeting, better paint. Lots of flooring has been put in.
He adds the upgrades are also showing up in increased income.
We've seen our sales increase significantly. Overall, each of the last 2 years, I think that in 2016 to 2017, that fiscal year that ended, we sold almost 10,000 more rooms than the prior year. And we think a lot of that is to do with going on to Expedia.
Kentucky Parks Commissioner Donnie Holland. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.